Hi there, I'm Vincent Boss and I provide dating and self-improvement advice. And in today's podcast, we're going to be discussing to save a relationship, you need this. So before we get into the podcast, I just want to let you know about my website, dateme.tips. That's www.dateme.tips. Do you need help trying to save your crumbling relationship? Would you like advice on how to try and get your ex back? Or maybe you need an action plan on how to try and get a girlfriend or boyfriend? I provide email coaching on all of these subjects and can help your specific situation. Visit my website dateme.tips to find out more details. That's www.dateme.tips. You will also find on my site the books that I've written, my clothing range, and other information. So now let's get back into today's podcast, and today we are discussing to save a relationship, you need this. And this is communication. You need good communication. You need great communication. Without communication, the relationship will implode. The relationship will eventually collapse. And it doesn't matter if you are starting a relationship, if you've been with somebody for a year or so, or if you're in a 30-year marriage. You need excellent communication. It is something that always needs to be worked on, and you can never be complacent about, because if you become complacent, your relationship will end. You need to realize that you don't earn points. You don't kind of get points in the bag and then it's okay if you don't behave correctly, if your communication is poor, because it's fine, you've earned the points, you know, and you can like rely on them. It doesn't work like that. This is something which always needs to be maintained. You can't go through most of your relationship with good communication and then all of a sudden you start to clam up and then expect things to still be okay. You know, it is something which has to be constantly worked on from the start of a relationship, when you're actually dating or trying to attract somebody, to all the way through. And if you've been dumped and you want to try to get your ex back, then if and when your ex actually reaches out to you again, then you definitely need good communication. You know, that needs to be the thing you really start with to show you're a new, improved version of yourself. So what do I mean exactly by great communication? You know, what is the communication that I'm referencing? Well, in essence, between two people in a relationship, there should be nothing that can't be spoke about. All subjects should be able to be spoke about, discussed, and even if you don't agree on something, it needs to be in a way that the conversation can flow and you can agree to disagree. The important thing is that you know how you're both feeling, because if you don't, if one of you clams up or if both of you clam up, then what happens is that things start to manifest in someone's mind. They might get the wrong end of the stick about something. They might think you have certain thoughts and beliefs on something which are inaccurate. They might be going through some growth and they don't think you would actually be interested in that. And in the end, that takes them down a different path. All of these possibilities can come through poor communication. So make sure that every day, you know, you're talking to your partner, you are listening to them, you are putting your thoughts and your theories and your opinions forward to them. You know, you don't just make out you don't have any, you let them know. And if they're good at communicating as well, then they should accept what you're saying and you have a discussion on it. You know, it's not about always agreeing, you know, that's not realistic. But as long as you understand each other, and as long as you make sure that there are no misunderstandings, then you stand an excellent chance of having a healthy, long-lasting relationship. If you are getting together with somebody for the first time, if you've been on a few dates, then you really need to be hitting the communication straight from the off, because you need to learn about your new partner. You need to know what they like and what they don't like, and what they might enjoy in the future, and what their thoughts are on things. Because If you get too far down the road, you might hit a massive roadblock. You might hit a deal breaker you didn't know about because neither of you would discuss it. You know, there's a concept that I kind of mention, which I think is really unfortunate, that most people, when they're starting to get to know each other, they will discuss the things which are often very irrelevant. I mean, of course they can be fun and it's fun to understand basic things, but what I mean is, a classic example is, what is your favourite film? That is a question that a lot of people will ask each other, especially if it's via online dating. And even though it's a good question to ask, so you might know what you might want to watch together, ultimately, it's not important. It's not a deal breaker. If you have a different favourite film to your partner, that is not going to end the relationship. That is not something that's going to cause the relationship to crumble. However, if you have massive differing opinions on some of the bigger topics, whether this is something such as politics or religion, or maybe you have a real passion about something that you really aren't willing to give up, and yet your prospective partner really feels strongly against that, then you need to be letting people know about this. And I'm not saying rush into it. You know, if you're going on a first date, then you want to avoid divisive subjects. That's common sense. You know, you want to be having a fun time. You want things to be free and easy. You don't want things to be heavy. But what I'm saying is, when things are kind of moving forward, you know, you don't want to be waiting too long to start to understand what your partner actually likes and what their beliefs are. Possibly the most important thing, which a lot of people shy away from, is talking about sexuality, because it is a subject that a lot of people feel uncomfortable about. However, it is vital, because if you consider the example I gave once again about the favourite film, favourite movie, at the end of the day, if you have different favourite films, it is not going to cause a problem in your relationship. However, if you have completely different sex drives, if you have completely different opinions on when it's appropriate to be intimate, then that will be a deal breaker. You know, if one of you believes that you should not have sex before marriage, and one of you believes that people should be having sex ASAP, you know, you've got a big, massive difference here, and something that is very important to a relationship, because the difference between friendship and a relationship, the biggest difference is the sexual aspect. So that shows another example of why communication is vital. Of course, and as I said, you need to be respectful of the other person, and you need to be tactful enough to realise when it is the right time to discuss these things. I said that they need to be relatively early, but you still need to be understanding. You don't want to be saying it in a first conversation. You don't want to be throwing it out there on the first date. But you need to be realizing that before you're getting too deep into things, you need to know about each other much better than just surface information. So once you've been dating two or three times, once you've been talking over a couple of weeks, you know, and if you've been talking quite regularly, then you need to be discussing things which are a little bit more important than what's your favourite food, what's your favourite film, what's your favourite colour. You need to understand what somebody really feels about the world. And this goes all the way through into a relationship. If you're ever having a difficulty, if you're feeling uncomfortable, if you feel that your partner isn't pulling their weight in the relationship anymore in some respect, you need to have a discussion. Do not let things manifest, because if they do and you have them just in your own mind and you don't discuss them, things are going to get out of control, and that is where breakups can happen. So please remember that out of all of the important things, and there are lots of important things in how to try and maintain a strong and healthy relationship, to save a relationship, you need this. And this is excellent communication.